Now, would you just stand and pray for Sharon that she's pulled her back with that?
Yeah, Father, we come to you again, Lord. I pray for Sharon Vadis. She's pulled her back quite bad, Lord. Just ask that you help her, Lord, and help her to feel better, Lord. Help her to go back. Amy gets that a lot, Lord. I know it's very debilitating, Lord. We just ask that you be with her, help her, and help that family and all the things that are going on right now. You know what's going on, Lord. Just ask that you would intervene for her, Lord, and help her and be with John. Give him the strength that as he's working and now got to take care of his wife, Lord, and other things that are going on. Would you give him grace, mercy, and strength? Well, thank you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, while I was dealing with the subject of patience, I read from Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So you see, we need to cooperate with God. God is working in us, but he also tells us, even before he told us that he's working in us, he tells us to work out our salvation. Now we're dealing with the subject of patience and practicing patience. And the natural question is how? Well, I have some ideas that I'm going to be presenting over the next few weeks. The first one is tonight. Set a time goal. In order to be able to increase your patience, set a time goal. Maybe 30 minutes, might be 1 hour, could be 2 hours. It might be a morning or an afternoon or an evening time frame. But a period of time in which you determine that whatever happens, you will not let yourself be impatient.
Amen.
Now, in the next, I'm going to use a 1 hour time frame, okay? In the next, like if I'm at home and it's 10 o'clock and I've had some frustrating morning, then I'm going to say, okay, Lord, for the next hour, or maybe it's 10:10, you don't have to wait for an even hour, okay? Okay, Father, for the next 60 minutes, help me to be patient. And I won't allow myself to be bothered by anything. I'll be patient. Now, your intention to be patient, especially if it's for a short time, strengthens your desire and determination. As a Christian, I'm not suggesting a power of positive thinking from Norman Vincent Peale, but neither am I going to give in to negative thinking just because, well, we have an old nature and that seems to rule me all the time, so I can't deal with it. Yes, we can deal
That's
with it.
That's right, yes, sir.
Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. If you want to turn to it and find it, you may. If you want to just let me read it, whatever floats your boat in that regard. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. "Knowing this, that our old man," that is our human nature, our natural man, "that knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof." If I can yield to do right, if I can yield to the Holy Spirit's control for 60 minutes and thereby grow in grace control rather than sin control, I will see it as a way to work out my own salvation. What do you think that means when it says work out your own salvation? Is that just a pie in the sky, spiritual sounding thing that somehow I can apply to what I'm doing? If it is, then we are of all men most miserable,
Paul right.
said in
yes,
another context. But we can. But 60 minutes, you say, well, what happens if nothing bad happens in 60 minutes? Well, then I guess you can just praise the Lord. Take on the next hour. But you can bet that the devil's going to get on our case, your case, my case, get on our case at some point. And it might be, you know, you might get through the first hour and, wow, I didn't have to deal with it and do anything wonderful. But in the next hour, the devil camps on your doorstep. It'd still probably be okay to apply patience then, huh? Even though we didn't say we were going to. Yeah, I must. And you know, to work out my own salvation, I got to do what I can do. And this idea of, well, I'm going to pray about it and expect that somehow God is going to drop some kind of magic potion on me. It's as if I were in Disneyland and you see them on the commercial. They wave the wand and stars all over the sky. It doesn't work that way spiritually. And remember, again, admitting and lamenting won't change a thing. We've got to do something. You say, well, it's not by our works of righteousness. You're right. That's why I'm talking about when the second or two comes and you know that you're going to be impatient, that's when you pray, God, help me not to do that. You're getting his strength. Sure, I'd rather there were an easier way, some kind of a spiritual pill to take or some kind of snap formula, this verse, and this verse, do that, that, and that, and bingo, you'll have patience. Well, it doesn't work that way. You probably don't win at bingo the game, and you won't win at the Christian life that way either. Hebrews chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye ought to be teachers, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again and again. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk. When you ought to be having strong meat, but you can't, you have to take milk again. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is a passage that is true of way too many believers. So I urge you in this matter of patience, set a time goal. And again, If patience isn't a big thing that you have to deal with, pick out the thing that is a big thing for you. Right. And set a time goal for that one and use the same principle for that weakness. But set a time goal. Pray and depend on the Holy Spirit to enable you to do it. Then you determine to be patient. I'll tell you, I ought to preach this series about once a year. Uh-huh. It'd be a great help to me. I don't know how many times I've thought about this matter of patience since I started preaching this. My wife said when she couldn't come tonight, she said, well, maybe it'll be a little more comfortable for you to teach it if I'm not there. Yeah, probably will be. So we need to determine to be patient. And we'll discover that this strengthens, just the determination strengthens our capacity to use what patience we do have. Might it be that patience is like faith? And it isn't that we really need a whole great big dose of it, just use the patience we have, you know, like faith, just a grain of a mustard seed. If we just use the faith we have, we don't need a great big dose. And especially not until we use the faith we have. Maybe it's that way with patience. If we just use the patience we do have. But like I said last week, it is so much easier and to a degree even more satisfying to give in to the old nature and blow up. Or whatever the response is that you're comfortable with. Listen, this is such an old tried statement. I don't want it. It's not intended to be trite, but I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you. You say, well, you're not, I'm not preaching. Well, don't mess my illustration up, okay? And so I know what we're talking about. There's a number of places in my notes that I went through and I crossed out you and wrote in we, because I wanted to be sure that I made it a we. See, Romans chapter 6, verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. What's the first two words? Let not. Now, when Paul told us, let not, he was letting us know that we have a control in that.
Amen. That's right.
Let not sin reign in your mortal body. And if you do, admit it. Confess it. Don't just admit it. Confess it. Acknowledge it was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And then just move on. Don't sit there and lament and boo-hoo and I'm such a weak Christian and everything. God knows that. You don't have to tell him. And so just admit it. I did something I shouldn't have done. And I knew better. Forgive me. And help me next time to not do that. And so let not sin reign in your mortal body. Patience is a fruit that feeds on itself. Once you see that you can do 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours, a morning or whatever, then your capacity, your desire for increased patience will grow. Right. It'll come. It'll happen. Because what God is doing is conforming you to the image of Jesus Christ. And that is a very satisfying experience.
Yes, sir.
And that's the experience that we need to have. Now, we need to spend our time praying. Have our time of personal devotions and prayer time. We need to spend our time praying. We need to spend our time reading the Bible. We need to spend our time studying the Bible. But the sort of thing that I'm talking about here with patience is how we then put feet on those prayers and how we practice what we've read and studied about. If we do not practice it and put it into action in our living, all we have done is gained a lot of knowledge. What's knowledge do? Puffeth up. Makes us feel really good about ourselves. And until the Holy Spirit comes along and convicts us of that, we're going to feel fine. And the Holy Spirit comes pretty quick, doesn't he? Yeah. He knows when to do and what to do. And so, next week, we're going to focus on a problem. That's how we're going to practice it. Today we set a time frame and we do it. Next week we're going to look at focusing on a problem. And I'm eager to share that.
Amen.
Okay? But that's next week, so let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you for the Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus, how long